All right, welcome back in for Hour 2 of Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner all with you here. Talk spring football here throughout the second hour. Alex Barnes going to play that back at 5:40. K-State's running back. I thought he got into a lot of good topics with us in the media earlier in spring football. But coming up this opening segment, Gene Taylor named K-State Athletic Director on Friday. He had his introductory press conference today. I had a chance to sit down with him. We'll play you that interview here in just a few minutes. If you have questions or comments, tweet them to the game, KMAN or JL Kurtz. Did get some good questions on Twitter that we'll address regarding spring football, the future of K-State athletics, as well here on the show. 537-1350, 866-776-1350, the phone numbers if you want to call us as well. But to just recap on Gene Taylor here, he was introduced today. He obviously has the background coming from North Dakota State, where he spent over a decade leading them, turned them into just a beacon, really, for what they want to be at their level. They've won many national championships in football because of the hire that he made in football. Been to the NCAA tournament. Their basketball program was great. Then he goes and leaves for 3 years to be the number two guy at Iowa. Comes here. Now he is at K-State. And we did get the contract details today as well. He's going to make $450,000 with a $50,000 annual raise over a five-year contract. So there's all the nuts and bolts of it, but I think the thing that came across and the thing that you're going to hear in the interview in just a moment is just a guy that seems to fit in well here. Fit was a word that was used a lot throughout everything today, both by Gene Taylor, Richard Myers, Amy Button-Renz. Everybody who was involved here continued to use the word fit, and I think that does stand out to me. He seems like a guy that will fit well here in Manhattan.
I mentioned last hour, and I'll mention it again here, John. I think at the end of the day, I think he believes he's a good fit here. He said today that this is a job that he has thought about in the past, actually applied for the job when John Curry was hired. I think he certainly sees the upside of this place, meaning this community, the state, the university, the potential of the athletic department, and so on and so forth. And he's a very impressive guy to listen to because he has been around. He's been in a lot of different settings. I think he's very, very much a people person, and I'm really excited to see him hit the ground running here coming at the first of the month.
Yeah, which it will be hitting the ground running. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to come at him pretty fast, but he'll be here for the spring game of the Powercat auction this weekend and then officially takes over on May 1st, so that's the timeline for him right now. But just to get to the interview here and let you get a chance to hear from Gene Taylor, who we've been talking about throughout the first hour of the show, you know, you brought up he had applied for the job once upon a time when John Curry got it. His interest in the job actually started long before people would really think. Your natural reaction is probably, okay, the 2013 football game that we all know they won here, that was when he was still the athletic director at North Dakota State. But there was actually a basketball series way back when Tim Miles was the coach, and this is going back a ways. And I can remember K-State actually playing at North Dakota State
right
in basketball, but it was when they came here, the first part of that contract that was signed, that his interest actually picked up. So he's been a guy that's had his eye on K-State for a while.
Yeah, I was here under Coach Miles, as a matter of fact. Tim Miles was our coach at the time, and he had agreed with a 3-for-1 with K-State. And the first trip out here was one of our first Division I basketball games. And met the athletic director. He kind of, you know, spent about an hour with me, talked a little bit about K-State. And I just really liked it. And then I came back again in 2013, saw the transformation, particularly in the football area and some of the other facilities, and thought, this is a place that if John ever left, I could feel myself working. And again, it was not just the facilities, but just the type of people and the welcoming environment. I mean, you know, you win a game like that and the people are still telling you congratulations as you're walking out of the stadium and thanks them for coming. I mean, that's a pretty special place.
So how fast did things move for you here once you saw that the job was going to be open?
I mentioned it in the press conference. The efficiency and the thoroughness of it was fast, and that's a great thing. With some searches don't go that fast. They can let them drag out weeks, but I literally, whatever the deadline was, I got my stuff in a day or so before that. I think I got a call a week later, say, please interview. I remember interviewing. They wanted me to interview on Tuesday, which was a Final Four week. I couldn't because I was coming back from Phoenix, so I interviewed on Wednesday. And then I got a call and said, can you come back on Monday? And I interviewed on Monday, and then President Myers gave me the offer on Wednesday. So it was, from the time I submitted my resume to the offer, was probably about 2.5 weeks, maybe.
Well, I know the move from North Dakota State to Iowa was so that you could put yourself in this type of a position. What were the biggest lessons that you learned at Iowa? And looking back on it, how valuable was that for you?
was extremely valuable. And I told this to President Myers, and I told the committee, you know, I felt I could have made the transition directly from a North Dakota State to a Kansas State, but the learning curve would have been a little steeper. I think I still have a learning curve that I have to, you know, follow through with, but the understanding of a multi-million dollar budget, and understanding of the national exposure of a Power Five school, the understanding of dealing with, you know, agents and coaches' contracts that are, you know, at a high number and a high level. I was able to be a part of Kirk's renegotiation in France, and just really get a grasp of how different it is at a Power Five level. And, you know, 3 years at Iowa, and Gary gave me a lot of responsibility and a lot of opportunity to be involved in everything, helped a great deal.
Talking with new K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor here on Wildcat Insider. You know, as far as the time at North Dakota State, one of the things that really stood out to me looking at your resume there, just so many successful hires that you made. What led to you being so consistently successful when you were making hires?
I think just really understanding what our needs were. And somebody asked me that a little bit ago. Every situation is different. You know, sometimes it is an opportunity to bring an internal candidate in. Sometimes you need to bring an external candidate in. Sometimes, you know, an assistant might be the right opportunity where you might need a sitting head coach. And I was just able to kind of evaluate with our athletes, kind of what they were looking for, what I felt we needed as that particular program. And I gave you the example when I hired Craig Bull, I had Gus Bradley as our defensive coordinator, and my final decision was between Craig and Gus. And I chose Craig because he had some Division I experience, he'd been a part of some programs, and I tell Gus today the reason you're in the NFL is I wasn't smart enough to hire you. But those were that particular situation. And then, you know, Chris Kleiman was there, and he'd been a coordinator. He understood what our culture was. Easy to say, okay, Chris, you're the guy. But I wanted him to convince me. Same thing, Tim Miles leaves, Saul Phillips is internal. So it's just really every situation is different, but you just need to understand what's the program need, what is it looking for, where do we need to take that program.
You know, whether it be social media or interviews with people after you accepted the job here, so many former coaches, student athletes really reached out and with their congratulations to you. So it's clear, I mean, you've had great relationships with them. What has led to that, and what is your philosophy with building relationships with coaches and players?
I think it's just because I'm very approachable, and I'm just the kind of person that I'll sit down and talk to anybody anytime about any situation. And if it's a tense situation, I'm okay, you know, if coaches, you know, challenging me a little bit. As long as it's done respectfully, I think they walk out feeling that I've got their back and I'm going to do everything I can to support them. Student athletes, I've gotten to know student athletes. I care. Yes, I want them to be successful on the field, but I'm also there to help them with job searches, with, you know, recovery from an injury. I'm just really able to, I think that's my job. My job is to do everything I can to support our coaches and student athletes. And I just have a personality that's pretty open and pretty approachable, and we just become friends pretty quickly. And everybody understands it's a friendship, but yet it's a business relationship, and they get that, and it's worked out very well for me.
Talking with new K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor here on Wildcat Insider, you mentioned in the press conference you have had a conversation with Bill Snyder. Just curious what you're willing to share. What was that conversation like with him?
You know, it was awesome. I mean, I've always had a great deal of respect for Coach Snyder, never met the man. Just watching him coach, watching what he's done for this program, where he's taken it to, not only in terms of respect and success and on a national level. And he asked me one question. He said, what do you know about K-State and what do you know about Manhattan, Kansas? And I answered it, and he just wanted to get a sense if I could come here and be a fit. And I was able to hopefully answer that. And I tied a lot of what I felt at North Dakota State, Iowa. You know, I made the connections, and obviously he spent time at Iowa. So I think he felt pretty good about that. Obviously, without his support, I don't know if I'm sitting here today.
Well, Bill Snyder obviously at some point won't be the football coach here, and I know you've been asked about this, I'm sure, multiple times today. But is that something that – is it daunting to think about replacing him? Is it an attractive thing to be able to put in place a football coach? How do you view that situation?
You know, I really thought a lot about it. I'm just so excited to get a chance to work with him and watch him coach and get to know him. But, yeah, at some point – you know, to replace the guy whose statue is out in front of the stadium is not going to be a small task. And not only because of the quality of the football teams that he built, but just who he is as a person and what he's done for this community. Those are not easy things to replace or replicate. And whoever steps in is going to have to understand that you know, you're replacing a gentleman that's so well-respected and so well-loved, that whoever comes in is going to have to understand, and that's going to be the biggest key. But, you know, right now I don't want to think about it. I want to enjoy getting to know him and watching him win a lot of football games for a whole bunch of years, in my opinion.
Well, May 1st, I know, is when you start. Once you get here, what is your plan to hit the ground running? I'm sure it's going to be kind of a whirlwind, but
yeah, drinking water or a fire hose is kind of what they say. And my goal is really to focus not only just internal, but primarily getting to know the staff. We have a great staff here, and working with Laird and trying to figure out, you know, my goal is to meet everybody as I can. Probably the first, do it like 30, 45, 60 days. The 30 days is really getting to meet every staff member we have within athletics. And branch out a little bit, folks on campus, key constituents on campus, some donors. 45 days, start getting a little bit more external, more on campus, a few more donors, and then 60, really, really focusing on a lot of our donors and, you know, the tours that we do for K-State Athletics, probably hitting those. And so just really trying to get to know as much and listening. My wife doesn't believe I am a good listener, but I think when it comes to our department, I want to listen. What are our needs? What are our goals? What do we need to accomplish? And I said, what are we doing well? What are we not doing well? What can we do better? What are we doing well that we need to continue? Those kind of questions, you learn a lot.
All right, so there is my conversation with New K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor from earlier today. Definitely appreciated his thoughts, and I think a lot of what we've been talking about him came through there. In the interview. Be curious, your questions or comments, you can tweet them to us at TheGameKMAN or JL Kurtz, and we can answer some questions later on as well. When we return, some of what's gotten a little out of hand today was comments from Richard Myers talking about Bruce Weber and basketball, so we'll address that plus some spring football when we come back here on Wildcat Insider.